With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the manhunt continues for a U.S. Army reservist who authorities say killed 18 people and wounded 13 in a mass shooting at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. Correspondent Ken Lorman has been following developments.
Earlier Thursday evening, heavily armed police surrounded a home as they searched for the suspect, Robert Card. It's one of several homes authorities intend to search. Hundreds of law enforcement personnel, including dozens of FBI agents, have been hunting for Card, a 40-year-old reservist. Schools, doctor's offices, and grocery stores closed, and people stayed behind locked doors in cities as far away as 50 miles from the scenes of the shootings.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The White House is defending its view about civilian casualties in the Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
President Biden and other White House officials said this week that the deaths of innocent people is the price of war. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby pushed back when asked if that is insensitive and harsh.
What's harsh is the way Hamas is using people as human shields. What's harsh is taking a couple of hundred hostages and leaving families in anxious waiting and worrying.
Kirby said war is bloody and messy, but that Israel has a right to self-defense and to fight Hamas. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The wife of a former Alaska Airlines pilot who prosecutors say tried to cut the engines of a Horizon Air flight said she was in a state of shock over his arrest. Her comments came after her husband, Joseph Emerson, made his first appearance in federal court in Portland, Oregon on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 251 points, the Nasdaq dropped 225, the S&P 500 lower by 49 points. This is SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And in the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for many evangelicals in the lead-off Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa that are now less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at candidate statements. This is SRN News. South Korea, the U.S., and Japan have condemned North Korea's alleged supply of munitions to Russia. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a joint statement, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea said that all three nations will work together to expose Russia's attempts to acquire military equipment from North Korea. The statement comes a few days after Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, scoffed at recent U.S. claims that Russia has received North Korean weapons. Lavrov said Washington has failed to prove the allegation. The U.S., South Korea, and others believe North Korea is trying to get hold of sophisticated weapons technologies for its nuclear program from Russia in exchange for its weapons supply. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is not quite ready to have a presidential rival. The government banned opposition candidate Maria Corina Machado from running for office. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.